McDonald's, Dems oppose capitalism because they can't get power if people have, keep, make decisions with money. By Jeff Poor on September 2, 2026. On Wednesday on Fox News Channel's The Will Cain Show, Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, the GOP nominee for Florida governor, speculated that Democrats' opposition to capitalism stemmed from a quest for power. Donalds was asked to react to an exchange a night earlier between The Atlantic's Jemele Hill and podcaster Kamele Foster over capitalism and Hill's allegations that it was tied to slavery and oppression. European socialism flavored with a distinctly American DEI victimization. This contention, which, podcast host Kamele Foster last night defended beautifully on CNN, that capitalism is somehow intrinsically woven into white supremacy, host Will Cain said. What do you say to that idea? Donalds replied, I think this is where the Democratic left is trying to use some of the real issues in American history around race. And I'm not going to ignore what's happened in our history. But they use that as an emotional tool in order to gain political power. I thought that Kamele was exactly right last night in the way he described that capitalism is the greatest force for good ever been created in the history of the planet. And the reason why the Democrats cannot stand that is because they can't get more power if people have their money, keep their money, and can make decisions with their money. The Democrats need control in order to have a political argument, he added. And I don't want them controlling me. I don't want anybody else controlling me. And I know the people of our state of Florida. They want to be free, and that's why we're going to win this November. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.